Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We gotta get that Oh Lordy Jesus at the fire, Pac-Man.
What?
We gotta get Oh Lordy Jesus at the fire.
Oh, yeah. I'm alright with this for now.
Why do you torture me with that shit?
Well, once you're at the controls, you can put whatever you want.
Son of a... Yeah, I tried to, but you banned me from them.
I did. How did I ban you from the controls?
Because I fucked up and only scheduled it for 15 minutes, remember?
So I banned you that time? I said, no, don't ever touch them.
Yeah, you were like, you're never touching this again.
No,
I don't remember saying that.
No, I don't know. I'm a drowning addict. Good. I can't hear you anymore.
That's because I shut up. All right, so if we're doing this show here, this is our show. Mike and Lou and Mick and the questionable report of questionable intelligence. It's questionable.
I question their questionality of this.
We question the questionality of the question.
That word, questionality? God, I love coming up with shit. Questionality. I hope I remember that.
Questionality. What is that? That reminds me, like, what the... Well, we already talked. We've talked in private, at least, about the horrible words that we've heard because of corporate America.
Yeah. What was the one that just started us off in our youth? Upsell. That was a word. Oh, you have to upsell. So basically, you sell a cappuccino and you have to push a muffin on someone or arugula. Remember the arugulas?
Yeah, I just had one today, as a matter of fact.
That shit was good. I forgot about that. But upsell. Fucking basically cross-sell someone something.
Yeah, well, basically what they're saying is that cappuccino sales aren't good enough.
Yeah, no.
So,
yeah, $4 a pop for what cost them 12 cents is not good enough.
It cost them maybe $1 wholesale to get milk. And the coffee is like like fucking 30 cents.
I'm sure it's way less than that. Way less.
I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But it's not just in a place like Starbucks. You go into a Best Buy and you want to buy a fucking computer and they try to sell you monster brand cables, which are fucking exactly the same as every other fucking cable that's out there.
Stupid other.
Oh, gold contacts for better connectivity.
The thing is, they're not even gold. They're gold plated. And they're just, gold contacts for the electricity flowing better and less resistance and impedance and my dick.
They literally charge you like $70 for a fucking cable.
Yeah, for
like
real.
You're going in there to spend $500 on a computer, but that's not good enough for a place like Best Buy. What they want you to do is to spend $1,000, and they want you to buy their service plan.
The Geek Squad bullshit.
I've seen a bunch of shit on the internet, and somebody took a picture of two Geek Squad cars in front of somebody's house and said, "Oh, somebody's getting robbed."
Jesus Christ, terrible.
I mean, the bottom line is that the service plan that they have, it doesn't cover anything at all. Like, no kind of accidental debt. The wear and tear that you have on your product is covered under the manufacturer's warranty, period.
True.
I mean, you know, after about a year, you're fucked no matter how you look at it.
It doesn't matter. And also, if you're an employee of one of these places, you're used as a fucking billboard.
Like your
name tag. First, it was your name tag that said Best Buy. Like I worked at Macy's, and then you had at Macy's, you had your name tag to begin with. And then you had this big gaudy fucking like flower thing above it that you had to have. That was like, ask me about our credit card bullshit.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they didn't do that at Best Buy. Where it's
then
like
and then that wasn't enough. That you know we're talking about a good 5 inches across your chest, and then underneath that had to be like these ribbons.
5 inches, good God, you're not used to dealing with more than like 3 or 4.
I know, man, that's, yeah, like a finger, that's about it. But, so you have this eclipsing thing that just weighs on you, advertising, like, if it's like the equivalent of like when you watch CNBC, whatever that is, with all the
C-SPAN like that? Or
all that shit across the TV, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, that's what CNN is like that now, the tickers.
The tickers and then all the things there, but that's what was the equivalent of.
We sound like a couple of old men bitching about how things used to be better.
Well, I haven't said how they used to be better, because I don't really remember it ever being better.
No, no, but okay, so, I mean, you actually had to say, like, well, that was pretty much a sales job at Macy's, right? Like, it was sales.
Well, yeah. At the full clothes, but yeah.
Did you get commission for your sales?
No, they quote unquote bumped me to jewelry, which was horrible. God, it was horrible. Don't ever buy some kind of jewelry from Macy's. It is
never
cheapest, fucking thinnest quality bullshit. It's unbelievable.
Well, the thing is, and nobody's listening to this, so it's not like I'm slandering anybody here, but the thing at Best Buy was that you made an hourly wage.
Mm.
Now, before each shift, you'd have a meeting with your manager, and they'd literally have a list of numbers that they needed, that the department that you were in made, that the store made, that they expected you to make.
Christ.
We're talking a $7-fucking-an-hour job.
Unbelievable. The person who goes to Best Buy knows what they want. And when they're browsing, they're like, oh, that. But they're not going to be sold into something else.
Apparently that Best Buy wouldn't be so ubiquitous if they didn't make their money. Because they do.
Because
people go in there without knowledge of the product. They know what they want. But these salespeople, here's how they make their money. The salespeople go in there. They go in there for the day. They get talked to by their manager. They have like a team chant for $7 an hour.
Sounds like a cult.
No, you know what? When I worked there, I got a lot of shit from managers because I didn't participate in like the team building bullshit.
The team chant. Without that bullshit with the name tag at Macy's, I would never wear that shit. I refused. Not a one time, and it was mandatory.
I hated that shit.
I was like, no. Oh, I forgot mine. Oh, no. Drop dead.
So, one night after we're closing, well, let me just finish on how they make their money, and then I'll tell you what happened. But they tell you basically if somebody wants a product that we have a lot of, and it's kind of a cheap product, and they want exactly that product, they will fucking tell you. The managers will tell you to tell the customers that those products are not in the store, that they are out of that product.
Jesus.
To get them to buy a better product, something that we're trying to get rid of. Maybe even a shittier product that we're trying to push.
Jesus Christ.
Which is fucking illegal.
What do you think about it, Mick? Have you ever worked a retail job, Mick?
No, I have not.
Bullshit.
So what are you talking about? Pushing certain merchandise?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Have you never worked a retail job, Mick?
No, I never have, actually.
Wow.
Mick actually went to college and graduated.
What?
You went to college and graduated?
Mick actually graduated from college, yeah.
No, I didn't graduate.
I thought you graduated.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, then you're just as fucking stupid and loser as the rest of us.
Yeah, you broke my heart, man.
Yeah,
I was counting on you to be the first college.
You couldn't even get through a two-year college?
I couldn't get through it, okay? It wasn't like, nah, I can't figure this out. Like, it wasn't that sort of scenario.
I'm sure. What college did you attend for a while, then?
Berkeley.
I went to Berkeley, yeah. I went for like a year.
Berkeley in California?
Berkeley in White Plains. No,
no,
White
no
Plains.
It's business school. Yeah.
Berkeley Business School in White Plains.
Should you just negate that last part? You know, forget that. You just say, I went to Berkeley.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
right,
just say you went to Berkeley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, guy, you dropped out of Berkeley. You know, I mean, there you go.
So we're just, like, I worked for Best Buy, Lou worked for Macy's. I mean, Lou and I met at a retail job. Like, Mick, I think the closest thing you worked for a retail job was, like, was at a grocery store, which I've also worked at.
Yeah, I worked for a supermarket. That was entertaining.
People who
I apologize if there's a lot of noise on my end. It's, like, pouring over here right now. And I'm
it's pouring over here, too.
Yeah.
Basically, what's happening is that the sky is literally pissing all over everything.
Pretty much.
I was talking about the supermarkets, and the people who work there are just the lowest rung of society. It's like...
They're like glorified retards.
Yeah.
Which case in point, Mick and I both worked for a grocery store.
Well, that's what I was trying to lose to. Well, actually, I did work for a supermarket. I worked at a Pathmark for like 3 days. I forgot about that.
You judgmental piece of shit.
I worked at a supermarket? Oh, my God.
The difference between you and I and Mick is that Mick actually worked for a supermarket when he was 30.
No, that's not true. But I did work there for about 4 years.
Damn, 4 years.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Were you a teenager at least?
I started when I was 20.
Did you ask him if he was a manager?
No, a teenager.
I worked there from 20 to 23.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. You know what? Don't knock it, though. I considered doing that when I was unemployed a couple of times.
It's pretty awful.
No, it's bad. But, like I always said, I was never going to work for fast food, like, ever. And to me,
right,
a grocery store is not as bad as fast food.
I guess.
I agree with you on that,
actually. You work for fast food? Didn't you work for, like, a Wendy's or something?
No, never.
Yeah, see, I would never do that.
Oh man.
So we were just saying like I worked for Best Buy and they have like the most underhanded sales tactics I've ever seen. They tell you that a product isn't in the store, that they're out of something to try to get you to buy something that they're trying to get rid of.
Right.
I mean, like, the kind of shit they called their service plan air cheese. And the reason they called it air cheese, well, cheese I guess is a positive connotation, and it makes them money. But, like, you buy, like, a $250 camera, and the fucking service plan at Best Buy is, like, a good $80.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it doesn't cover anything outside of the manufacturer's warranty. And people not only rarely ever cash in on it, but when they did, they couldn't get their shit fixed. Like, some lady came in because she had a shit problem with her camera. Like, everything on her camera was taking pictures, and it was, like, way too white. Like, there was some, like, whitewash effect on all her pictures.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we don't cover this. Meanwhile, it's like a fucking manufacturer's error. It's a faulty product. And they're like, oh, no, we don't cover this.
Yeah, they devil.
They try to talk you into admitting that you somehow fucked the camera up. Like, it's just, it's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Right.
I can't believe I ever worked at a retail place.
But we were talking about that because we're talking about like horrible words that came about because of corporate America, like upsell and
proactive. I would imagine
proactive. Yeah, that's actually like I'm pretty sure proactive is in the dictionary now.
Yeah, I'm proactive. I mean, what is that really? Proactive.
It basically means like preemptive. That's what it means, like preemptive. Like, instead of just being active about something, you're trying to be active in anticipation.
That's retarded.
Oh, I'm proactive. No, you're fucking preemptive. We already have a word for that shit.
What is
my favorite, though, my favorite that Louis and I have talked about this. I don't know how you feel about the word, Mick, but guesstimate is probably my favorite bullshit word.
I had to give a guesstimate.
You've heard that, Mick, haven't you?
It's a guess or an estimate, and pretty much they would be about the same thing.
Well, what is it, Mick? Are you still there?
Mikola. No, he fell off.
Nah, he died. So, anyway, a guess is something that you are, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't use the same word in the definition. You're trying to figure something out. You're making an assumption about something.
Exactly. You're taking whatever details and trying to move forward an idea.
Right. And it could be based on nothing. You could have very minor information or whatever. You're making a leap of of intimation. You're deducing something.
Exactly.
With a guess. However, an estimate is when you have facts about the thing that you're guessing about, and it then becomes an educated guess.
Correct.
Which is an estimate.
Yeah.
We already have two. We have the word estimate, and then we have the definition, which is an educated guess. Why do we need a combination of guess and estimate?
I wouldn't even say it's redundant. It's just mixing two of the same concept.
It's like trying to bridge a gap between two very similar concepts that doesn't need a gap because there really is no gap. The gap is information. I mean, it's
just use one or the other.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you a question since you're from the ghetto and I got you on the phone.
No, I'm not from the ghetto.
What the fuck is a case quarter?
Mick, have you heard what a case quarter is, Mick? Mikola, hello? Is he there, Mick?
We're having technical difficulties right now. We should get back to the... Somebody in the studio needs to take care of this.
First of all, I'm in the studio. And I put him through. What were we talking about? The,
What? Somebody goes case quarter. Somebody comes up to
case quarter. As opposed to 25 cents. But a quarter in itself is an entity. That is definitely redundant. That's like a corporate buzzword among ghetto people. It's something completely made up.
What does it mean exactly?
A quarter, like a 25-cent pence, a 25-cent coin.
Yeah, like where does the word case come from? Like I thought the way that this guy asked me for it, it was like he was asking it for me just in case because he wanted to go fill his meter.
Right. Yeah, he needed a case quarter.
He was like, case quarter. I've heard that before because I think we've talked about it like many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard it in a long-ass time. I'm like, what the fuck is...
I can't believe that dude came out of nowhere and asked for a case quarter.
I was like,
out of the 80s to ask for a case quarter.
That's I was like, what the fuck do you need a quarter? Just ask me for case quarter?
You need a quarter. If you need a 25 cents, then I can get 25 pennies for you, two dimes a nickel. But I understand if you need a quarter, then I will give you...
Yeah, but can't you just say quarter?
A quarter. Who's on the face of the quarter? My man George Washington?
Yeah, but he's also on the face of a dollar bill.
I know.
So you can't be like, oh, let me get a Washington.
Yeah, let me get a Washington coin.
I love how like the ghetto word for hundreds is Benjamin. Let me get a Benjamin. I'm all about the Benjamins. Except that most of those motherfuckers have Washingtons.
Is that right?
Like, these motherfuckers deal with Washingtons. Like, let me get a couple of Washingtons to go get a 40.
right. By the Benjamins, yeah, I only have Washingtons in my pocket.
Right.
Yeah. Andrew Jackson's at the most.
Case quarter, dude. I couldn't believe that motherfucker asked me for it. He didn't even say, like, you got a case quarter. Like, he had just helped me unload some shit. He was, like, working for my job for a minute, doing some community service. And he was like, case quarter?
What does that mean? What is that, like, code for something?
I looked at him. I was like, do you need a quarter? Would you like a 25-cent piece? K-Quarter, man, K-Quarter. Yeah, speaking of which, you remember when that motherfucking squeegee asked us for a dollar? Yeah, you remember that shit, motherfucker? I still hate your ass for that shit.
We were getting off at Fordham Road in the Bronx, up to 87, was it?
Yeah.
And some that's when the squeegee men still were making a living out there before.
Yeah, and that was actually towards the end of their reign.
Yeah, it was. And so he hopped on and washed it up real quick and stuck his hand in the car looking for money. And I was like, I don't have anything. And I asked Mike, do you have a dollar? So Mike pulls out like a few singles And so I take them and I separate one and give it to him, and I have the others in my right hand. And the dude says, "Let me live." Say, "Yo, let me live."
He's like, yo, because he sees the fucking dollars. Because, like, how did you grow up in the ghetto and not, like, realize that you're not supposed to be flashing the money around that you got in your fucking pocket?
Well, the best thing is it wasn't my money. That's why. I didn't have any money. So I was flashing your money around.
You son of a bitch.
He was like, "Let me live." And, well, I wasn't going to kill the guy, so I gave him your money.
Let me live. Apparently, that's all. I'm going to ask you for a blowjob. Be like, "Let me live."
Hey, what can I do, man? You know what I mean? I'm only here to...
Let me live, Louis. Let me live.
I'm only here to help out. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of dollars, you remember when we were at... Was that Eric's bachelor party at the strip club with the black titty?
The black titty. Oh, right. That was
your legendary black titty.
The legendary black titty. Yes.
We're standing outside the strip club. I think just like smoking cigarettes and shit and taking a break from the titties and stuff.
We're stumbling out.
Yeah. And this fucking car full of attractive black girls pulls up. And they're like, "Oh, do you have like $3? We just need money for the toll. We don't have any money for the toll." I mean, it was a.
I think they were trying to buy like, if I remember correctly, which I think I do. I think they were trying to buy blunts to roll.
That could have been underneath everything. That's what it could have been. But they asked for money for the toll.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember this very clearly because. I have a photographic memory of this because I didn't get to touch the black titty.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
So like, the hottest one was like, because we didn't have any cash. I think I had a 50 on me, and I wasn't breaking it for these fucking bitches to get $3 out of me.
Yeah, I wasted it on all the whores in there. And she was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Yeah, yep. The lap dancers in there." Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, is that a strip club?"
Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, I blew all my money in there." She's like, "For that,
like,
you could have felt me up for $3.
Yep, she's like, "I'll let you feel my titties for $3.
What a specific number, $3.
Right, you know, like free, really, a titty for you for $3?
Like, you know, to you, I'm like,
we spent like $40 inside, and we didn't even get to touch the titties.
No, I know. I look over to Mike, I'm like, "Let me $3?
I'm like, "Sorry, my man."
Hey, Mike was
not this time.
Wasn't about to break a 50 for me.
No, I by that point, I already had experience with you and my money.
Right, yeah, well, yeah.
I guess.
I guess you did. Because they would have seen your wad, and they'd be like, "Let me live!" It was probably the daughter of the squeegee guy that we had.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. So then our friend Jeff comes just like, he was a lifesaver for you. And like, we both attacked him like, "Dude, you've got to have $3. $3! $3! And lo and behold, he had $3. So he gives his bitches, you give these bitches the $3, and she lets you feel up her titties.
Now, I got to admit, they were very soft and very nice.
Yeah, she had some magnificent black titties. They were great.
She was
absolutely wonderful.
Beautiful young lady. I was like, "Whoa, this is surreal."
But then, didn't you ask her if you could suck on them? I could swear that you did.
No, I remember saying, "Could I touch the other one?" And she was like, "No, that'll cost you $5.
No, I could have sworn. I mean, you were pretty bold that night, my friend. That was a bold night for you. You'd already grabbed. Like, you were looking at this goth chick, and you were like, "I'm going to get this bitch, I'm going to get this bitch, I'm going to get this bitch, I'm going to get a dance from this bitch." And then, so she walks over, and you pulled her, and you're like, yo, and you're talking to her, and some other broad comes up, and you're talking to her, too. And the goth girl starts to walk away, thinking, "Oh, you know, I'm losing this one, he's got this chick right here." And you grabbed her, and you're like, no, you too.
It's the only way to go is to get dances.
Yo, man. Yo, I'm all about the YOLO, son.
Yeah. YOLO? What is a YOLO?
Yo, you, You only live once. That's what it stands for.
You only live once. That's right.
You know who says that, though?
With Cholos, which is
right,
currently Hispanic male.
Yes, correct. Some sort of Hispanic male. But the YOLO...
And a wife beater.
Yes. Indeed.
Cholo.
But the YOLO is primarily said by suburban white girls, actually.
Really? YOLO?
Yes. Yeah.
I have not
heard. And they use it on Twitter.
YOLO. You only live once. God. Beyond corporate buzzwords, even worse than that is, and I don't know how suburban white girls dictate how we talk, but, you know, instead of saying, or instead of actually laughing, LOL, they say, or instead of saying, by the way, BTW, that's just, it's completely out of
Oh, you are, that's internet speak. It's like saying OMG instead of, oh my God.
It's so asinine, like, it's absolutely no need. It's about 2 or 1.5 seconds difference of saying, oh my God, and OMG.
OMG, and I've heard people say, I've heard like adults that are older than me say, OMG.
That's horrible.
WTF.
Yeah.
YOLO. YOLO.
Wait,
well. Yeah, I'm going to start using that on suburban white bitches, because I'm going to be like, I'll be like, yo, show me your titties. And they'll be like, ew. And I'll be like, YOLO.
Well, you got a point there. Got a point.
YOLO, bitch.
Going back to that young suburban white girls, like, I don't, you know, and I just said the word, I don't understand how we all talk like the movie Valley Girl from the 1980s. Like, somehow that speech and we all say like five times.
I was hanging out with these Canadian chicks that were in town to do some volunteer work and stuff.
Right.
All Canadian college girls, and I said to them, I was like, I just did it. I said, try not to say the word like when you're describing something to somebody. Yeah. Try not to say it in normal conversation.
In a sentence, try not to say like it's. It's
you never realize how much you say it until you try to stop saying it.
It's permeated throughout our vernacular. Your vernacular,
absolutely.
It's just every sentence has two or three likes. And it's...
I challenged them. I said, try speaking to me and to each other without saying like.
Okay.
And all of them said it like three times, and I'm like, and I just said it like three times.
And that was terrible.
You can't. It's so permeated our language.
And it stems from the valley in California.
It does. But see, these are the people. They not only dictate how we speak, apparently, but they dictate what music is popular.
I don't understand that. Go back and see the movie Valley Girl.
Why do we take our cues as a society and in pop culture from suburban white girls?
I don't know. I don't understand it. Even that Nextel fad was suburban white girls. Those were
all of it. The beepers.
Well,
like suburban. No, beepers started out as shit that only businesses and drug dealers used, and then suburban white girls wanted to have them, so everybody fucking had a beeper.
I don't know.
YOLO.
I'm not even sure if we're recording it anymore because it got weird. That whole time thing off.
YOLO. Let's just say YOLO for another.
YOLO. 20. YOLO. YOLO.
YOLO.
Isn't that
YOLO? I'm gonna go suck 18 dicks tonight.
YOLO.
YOLO.
And I know you won't disappoint me.
No. I'm already on 14.
YOLO.
And we're talking about in the last 20 minutes. YOLO. YOLO.
Oh my god, 10 seconds.
10 more seconds of YOLO. YOLO.
YOLO, honey. YOLO.
Baby, let me fuck you in the ass.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Damn.
Telling you.
My wife is coming. Just walked through the door in a huff.
Oh shit, YOLO.
YOLO. She's all like bothered because of the rain.
Just tell her YOLO. You only live once. You know what I'm saying? Baby, YOLO.
Baby, YOLO.
I guess her show is done.
I believe so.
All right. All right. All right.